Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome this morning to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some stuff that's happening, coming up locally, just some general information and events. This is Susan Bailey, broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and by Kix Country 101.5 FM. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be rebroadcast again this evening at 6 o'clock p.m., so if you miss a little of it or if you want to share, it gives you an opportunity to tell family and friends that are in some of the surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast, or some people here locally that might have missed it. If you just let them know, also family and friends from other states can even listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Click on the link on the Del Hollow Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review some of the previously recorded Clay County broadcasts, if you have a hankering to do that, from Kix Country. Thank you, Del Hollow Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Call starting today and give us some names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of August the 7th through August the 13th, which is today. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Someone will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake, ice cream cake, on Thursday, and it could be you if your name's drawn, or if the person that you call in, if their name's drawn, actually. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their good breakfasts and their great lunch and dinner menus. They've always got some specials going on, too. Listen today, about midway through the show, for this past week's birthday and anniversary announcements. And you know what? I don't think I had anybody call in any anniversaries. And I know there were people married in the month of August somewhere. But anyway, don't forget those anniversary announcements, too. So listen today for the announcements, and then later on we'll give the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake. You have to have that. You can pick that certificate up at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. Of course, they're located over there on 424 Brown Street. Remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcement, which will cover the week of August the 14th through August the 20th. When you call, please wait for the tone to start speaking and speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. Thank you, callers. I like to hear that you're enjoying those cakes. I keep hearing that over and over, and they are awesome cakes. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. And thank you especially to the owner, Frank Walters, for his sponsorship for the ice cream cakes and also his contributions with a lot of different activities within our community. He's always pitching in to support somebody with something. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so go and grab that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about some local Clay County happenings. We're going to be telling today all about, mostly the show is involving information about all the activities that are coming up this next several weeks. When we go to break, you get your cup of coffee, but also grab a pen and a paper so you can jot some of these things down, because it's easy to forget, at least it is for me. So, and I just wanted to let you know, too, sharing the hot seat with me this morning will be Kathy Merritt with Old Home Place Antiques and our Salina Merchant Association.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Salina and Clay County.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll return with Kathy after this short break from our sponsors.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to 101.5 FM, the Clay County Corner, from 9 to 10 this morning. Kathy Merritt is here with me this morning. She's dipping, as I'm proud to say, in a lot of Clay County events right along with me and even not with me. She's helping out with a lot of stuff, too. So we're happy to have her here, especially to help me, you know, get through a lot of these things that we've got going on. I want to mention just a couple of things before we actually get right in the middle of it, in the thick of things. If you haven't heard yet, if you see any of the people with Clay County High School, any of the teachers, any of the faculty, Miss Smith or Miss White, Miss Melissa White, be sure and tell them congratulations. You know, they've had this second honor in a year, 2 years consecutively. It's the rewards. They've been awarded the rewards for Reward School for Progress. Students there have performed remarkably well with their end of course testing. And there's just a lot of information and a lot that needs to be out there. These students need to be congratulated on recognizing the importance,
yes,
and then working hard. They've worked together with the faculty to like set goals and understand what they need to improve on, and they have met that challenge 2 years now.
And that's awesome for Clay County because they're our future.
They are our future. Yes. Yeah, we need to give them all a pat on the back. And next week, I'm hoping to get somebody from the Clay County High School to come on and talk a little bit more about this. I just know that they were awarded that, and it is just an awesome, very prestigious honor for them to have that. But we need to know a little bit more about it, so hopefully next week we'll have somebody on board to talk about it. Girl Scout recruiting is going on right now. It's actually since August the 20th, it looks like, from 5 to 7. So if, it's coming up August the 20th.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So be sure, and if you got some young ladies that want to get involved, get them out to get signed up. And it's a lot of fun. They have a lot of activities, and it is, you know, a community-based program, and the girls learn a lot about respect and honor and just different things. Learn some crafts and some activities, too.
And so that'll be August 20th?
August the 20th.
K through 8, is that 5
at
to 7?
At the K through 8.
Yes.
Yeah, and it is from 5 to 7, so make sure you show up with your little ones to get them signed up. And Kathy, we need to announce a lot of things that are coming up real soon.
We do. There is so much going on here in Salina, Clay County.
Tonight.
Yes, why don't you get started here?
Tonight, the American Legion Post, they meet every month, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a military member, retired or even active, you can come and join the American Legion Post 18. Tonight's a good night to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're meeting tonight at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 6:30 p.m. Just show up. And they have a lot of really, really good activities going on. They're always involved in something in the community. The Memorial Day service is awesome. And they're actually working soon, may already have started working on it, though. The medals and awards and pictures and all that are down at the community, they're trying to redo that and make it look even better.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's just one of the projects that they've got going on right now. Also, the auxiliary meets tonight at 6:30. And if you are a spouse, if you're a granddaughter, grandson, if you have a grandparent, if you have a mother, father,
mm-hmm,
that's in the military, then you can join the American Legion Auxiliary, and they work pretty well hand in hand with the Post 18, which, by the way, is one of the oldest posts in the state of Tennessee.
Awesome.
And it's been kept active. So that's a good thing, though, to get involved in. If you're interested, it's tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Clay County Chamber. And also tonight, the Clay County Board of Education meets at 6 o'clock p.m., and that is out at the central office. That's the old Salina High School. And, you know, I'm just going to ask everybody to extend prayers for the challenges that they're facing right now. It's just a very, very difficult, it's a struggle to try to figure out how they're going to keep the schools open and meet payroll and everything. So they need our prayers. August the 14th, tomorrow, another very important thing,
yes,
is Second Harvest, and that will be at the Clay County Recreation Complex, and usually it starts about 9-ish. The trucks usually come about 8 or so, and it takes a little while to get those trucks unloaded and get all of the products separated and
mm-hmm
prepared and ready to hand out. But this tomorrow will consist of perishables. So, you know, I'm thinking, and I haven't talked to anybody about this, but I'm thinking maybe if you have a cooler, you might want to bring it.
That's a good idea.
We've got some perishables. So it's going to be stuff that you'll at least need to be prepared to go home right after you pick it up or something.
And if you're somebody who doesn't have anything to do and you want to volunteer, they're always looking for folks to help pass out that food.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's very important to show up in force,
yeah,
because there's really a lot of work involved in that. You've got to help unload the truck, unbox, unwrap,
stage it,
the package.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that does take a while, and it's an effort that needs to go quickly so we can start handing those items out quickly, too. And that is tomorrow at the Clay County Recreation Complex. On August the 15th, which is Saturday, mm-hmm. is Hometown Picking and Grinning. And that's going to be at 6 o'clock. And where's that at, Kathy?
That is held in the women's building.
Okie dokie.
Yes,
so that's
it is.
Over at the recreation complex.
At the recreation complex, yes.
And I noticed 10 Sleep will be performing along with some other local talent.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have concessions available. And then remember that the proceeds, they will have a gate fee, but that is important because the proceeds go to Clay County Cares. And that program is in place to help those people who are having some financial hardships due to a tragic loss mm-hmm. or medical diagnosis or something. And if you need to find out more information about that or how you can help if you want to be a performer in the future or something like that, just give Tara a call, and that is 931-644-6300. Now, I'm reaching out. We've got like an 80-mile perimeter from this spot right here.
Yes.
So I'm reaching out to people in other counties mm-hmm. and other areas. If you have a band that would like to come and volunteer to help this effort,
mm-hmm.
it's such a good thing to help people that are in need.
Right.
And this is truly a good effort. Also, on August the 17th, the Friends of the Library meet at the Methodist Church at 6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and this is a small group right now. They need some new members. We need people so badly, and this the whole purpose of the Friends of the Library is to help promote our library, and we're working really, really hard at trying to develop a building fund.
Yes.
Our library needs expansion. I mean, it would be just wonderful if we could come up with enough money that we could provide a matching grant at some point
that
to
would be,
actually
that
build
would be great because they're
library.
Busting at the seams.
They are, absolutely. And it's, you know, who doesn't need that
right
there? We need to be able to access books and literature and computers, and there's just so much that goes on there. And it's a very active library right now. If we could just stretch it out a little bit, you know, it would be even better.
Mm-hmm.
On, let's see, August the 22nd, that's next Saturday, not this Saturday, but
right.
next Saturday, is the Solana Lions Club ATV and Dirt Bike Rodeo. That is, again, at the Recreation Complex / Fairgrounds, and gate admission for that will be $3. All you out there with little riders, there are all ages. It starts, I think, at 3 o'clock registration for 14 and under, and then the show actually will start at 4 o'clock. And then for ages 15 and over, the registration starts at 6 o'clock p.m., and that show will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. They're going to have poles and barrels, keyhole and drags. Now, I'm not sure what all that is, but... But it sounds like a lot of fun.
And I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that do know.
I'm sure you are right about that. Y'all know exactly what we're talking
exactly.
about. Exactly. Prizes for first place, they're going to have a 50% payback. For second place, there will be a 20% payback. Third place is a 10% payback, plus $500 added. For more information, you can contact Vicki Pruitt at 270-459-3309. So mark that day down, August the 22nd, and come out and watch, enjoy. I know a lot of grandparents love to come out and watch those
yes,
grandkids
they do.
Playing too. So that's August the 22nd. Also on the 22nd, the class of 1995 has been out now for 20 years, and they're going to be getting together at the old high school, at the
mm-hmm.
old Clay County High or Solana High School, from 3 to 6 p.m. on August the 22nd. They're asking members to bring finger foods, and if you need more information, you can call 907-978-1380.
And then we've got, let's see, when is the Clay County Opry?
That's the 22nd. The 22nd is going to be a busy day.
Boy, it is going to be a busy day. You're going to have to hit all those up. You got to write it down.
Pace yourself.
Right, pace yourself. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll return with Kathy after this short break from our sponsors.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Did you know that there are medical grants available for families struggling with child health-related expenses? The United Healthcare Children's Foundation is currently seeking grant applications from families in need of financial assistance to help pay for their child's healthcare treatments, services, or equipment not covered or not fully covered by their commercial health insurance plan. Parents and legal guardians may apply for grants up to $5,000 at www.uhccf.org. This has been a public service message from the United Healthcare Children's Foundation.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to 101.5 FM. This is Susan Bailey with Kathy Merritt, and we're talking about all the stuff that's going on that's coming up here in this next few weeks and even the next month.
Yes.
We were talking about a lot of stuff is planned on the 22nd, the ATV motor race, and the Class of 95 has a reunion,
mm-hmm.
Clay County Opry,
mm-hmm.
and then the Dog Days of Summer is working in with the Clay County Opry.
In conjunction with the Clay County Opry, the Salina Merchants Association will be down on the square, and Dog Days of Summer, we're going to have hot dogs and chips and soft drinks for sale. So you can totally come down, bring those chairs, grab you a hot dog, sit back, enjoy the picking, enjoy the music, just the time on the square in the shade. It'll be a great thing.
Yeah.
The money that we make from the sale of the hot dogs and the snacks, that will go into the Salina Merchants Association Fund, and just a little fundraiser for us.
And that helps to support some other events that you've got planned
coming up.
Around Christmas.
For the folks who don't realize, the Salina Merchants Association, we started this last September, so we're not quite a year old. But one of the things is, with us being in a small rural area, the merchants don't necessarily pay dues or fees to belong. So everything that we do, our advertising, events we put on, we do it out of our own pockets. Mm-hmm. We pitch in together and donate the goods and you know, pay for ads and things like that. So we would like to try to start building a small fund to help do some of these things.
And help have more things like the trick-or-treating on the square.
Exactly, you know, exactly, yes.
Okay, then, that's I think that's about it now. That's a lot going on the 22nd.
Yes.
So coming up the next day on the 23rd, August the 23rd, is at Upton's Funeral Home.
Yes.
They are having an open house, and Upton's Funeral Home has just gone through some remodeling
mm-hmm.
and improvements, and they want you to come in and enjoy some refreshments and just see the remodel. And that includes a new parking area. They've done some work in the back as well as inside the building. So that's a good day to come out and check it out.
It is.
And see what all they have done. That's going to be on the 23rd of August, and it'll be from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think, and then coming up after that on August the 29th, we've got, the 50th class reunion.
Oh, my goodness.
The Class of 65 is having their 50th reunion. That, again, is going to be at the Clay County Recreation Complex at the Women's Building. And they're going to have a meet and greet at 3 o'clock p.m. And they have said this is extended to all members, whether you graduated or not.
Oh,
if
that's
you were
awesome.
Part of that class, please come.
Sure.
And I'm sure that they're including people that were here maybe when they were in grade school and maybe left, had to move away or something.
Right.
But they would just love to get back with some of those old friends and get to meet some, you know, catch up on what everybody's doing, what you're doing today. And so that's if you graduated or not, please come out and enjoy in the fun. And then they're going to have dinner at 4:30. If you want details on all of that, just call Roger at 931-265-5723. So that'll be a fun day, too, on August the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Where are we now? We need to mention, too, there's coming up. Now, this is not until September, but you need to start working toward it because it takes a little bit of athleticism. You got to kind of get your running legs in shape and get some good running shoes. But and we'll give you practice at the Moonshine Days to get ready for this. But the annual Doug Smith Memorial 5K is scheduled for September the 12th. So if you've got that pen and paper down, go ahead and write that date down. It's on September the 12th. I recall that they're going to start that and probably finish it at the City of Solana office, the mayor's office.
Yes, City Hall. Mm-hmm.
Yep, City Hall. So it's a good place to pull in and park and have plenty of spaces. And there's going to be a lot more. We'll be talking about that between now and then. So be sure to plan to be involved. And that money goes toward Relay for Life.
Yes, it does.
So, and also, we're going to have some applications for that out at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm,
so if
mm-hmm.
you want to just pop in there and pick up an application, all you got to do is get it, grab it, and then mail it in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an easy location in town for you to swing by and pick that application up. Let's see. What have we got? I guess we need to maybe, we've got so much activity that's coming up in the next few months. We've had the Memorial Day ceremony on the square already, the fair, the Solana Lines truck pull, homecoming days has been just this last weekend. A football fundraiser this past Saturday to help buy equipment.
Which was very successful.
It was very successful.
Yes.
That's for the weight room, and those guys have to build up their muscles and strength and endurance. And then we'll be having Diane Brown, I hope, to come on with us maybe next week or the next week to talk about the Clay County Opera, too.
Mm-hmm.
Youth League Baseball has just finished a few weeks ago, and if you've not noticed or if you've driven across the bridge going toward Tompkinsville on Monday night around 6:30 or so, and saw about 100 cars or so down there, cars and trucks, you are witnessing the co-ed softball league games. They've started. They're playing on Monday nights, and sometimes they may be playing on Tuesday night, but right now I know they're just playing on Monday nights. That is at the recreation complex. There are several teams, and there's some big competition going on out there, and they're actually playing both fields.
Mm-hmm.
So where these games have had to extend later in the evening, all of these guys that are and girls that are playing, most of them have young kids, so it's pretty important to get home, you know, at an early time on Monday night since they have school the next day. So it's such a wonderful thing to have that second once again.
Yes.
That the Clay County Fair and the commission has worked toward getting the lights
right,
placed on that
right.
field. You know, you can actually use it into the night. So, and they're certainly taking full advantage of it. Another thing, the youth soccer signups are taking place, you know, right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't catch the date, but just be watching. And I know there's a banner at the four-way stop at the hospital that mentions that. So if you've got there, that involves a lot of kids too. A lot of them sign up for the youth soccer league. And again, tomorrow, the mobile food pantry. And I guess that's probably, we've had a lot of things already happening, and we've got a lot of things coming up.
Yes, we
do.
So
don't think that there's not anything to do around here. There is plenty. You just got to be listening and looking.
That's true.
Yeah, it's in the papers. It's sometimes it's on the little marquee across at the recreation complex, and it's on the radio. And if you have something going on, you know, some activity that one of the organizations is putting on, let us know and call in to the radio station and let them know so they can put it on the
community calendar.
Community calendar. That is the best resource.
It is.
It is on the community calendar. So don't forget to do all that. So now we're going to actually start talking a little bit about what is it coming up on Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Moonshine Days is coming.
Moonshine Days is coming. It's just right around the corner.
It is right around the corner, and it's going to be so much fun this year. We have kind of been shaking things up and moving things around, and I'm anxious.
I am too.
I'm anxious.
It's always a lot of fun. I hope it's not going to be really hot. You know, that's one thing, but it's worth it getting out in that heat. Where's it going to be located? You know, we've got
make
sure everybody knows where to come.
We will be on the square
mm-hmm.
as usual. However, this year we're going to expand a little bit. So many people loved the way we did the Halloween
right.
event where we closed East Lake Avenue as well and stretched up that direction. And this
safety
year,
net.
For the safety of the kids, our little, the Little Thunder Railroad that was here last year,
mm-hmm.
those folks are going to be back.
They were kind of cramped.
They were cramped. Well, we can't grow a festival and keep everything right in the area of the square. So we're going to extend up East Lake with the kids' rowdy range, the
okay.
petting zoo,
mm-hmm.
the Little Thunder Railroad. And that also, honestly, gives our merchants that are up that way an opportunity to
right.
have folks come and go.
Right, right. And then we've got something that also takes place up through there that we've used for a couple of years now
mm-hmm.
is our world-famous outhouse races.
That's true.
And
that's
there's
true.
An area there that's just right for those outhouse races. And I know Ike Bonecutter has been working on that. He's been going around visiting all the people that have had outhouses.
Right.
And they have been getting ready. And I think they're kind of reworking their outhouses a little bit to make them a little bit faster.
Modified, yes.
And they did need it because they were pretty dang heavy.
They were, yes.
That's been a pusher.
Yes.
But that's a good thing, too, and they're getting all ready, and some of them are getting repainted, you know, getting a little more upgrades. But more than anything, we always need more people to be teams.
We are looking for more teams, and it's not too late. There's still plenty of time to get your team together and get involved. And we would love that. And this year it's going to be later in the day.
Right.
We're going to do that. Staging starts at 6 o'clock on
mm-hmm.
Saturday the 5th, and the race will be at 7 o'clock on the 5th.
Right. That'll hopefully help to cool off
cool things
bit.
Off, correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it is really hot in the early morning and around the noon time.
And in that stretch,
race.
There's not a lot of shade.
Right. That's
right.
true. So it's important. And if you do want to put a team together, I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. I used to race these outhouse races about, 30 years ago when
mm-hmm.
we used to have and have done it again. So need a 5-member team,
right?
And that's not really hard to get together. Get some of your brothers and sisters and cousins and nieces and nephews and
four pushers and a rider. Somebody's right. Sitting on that seat.
Right. Well, we need to take another quick break, and then we'll tell you a little bit the benefits of being in the outhouse race, too.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Why is my son having trouble in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with my son over his homework.
Home, walk, restaurant, need a review?
No, he's smart, but his mind wanders.
7 wonders of the world.
Why don't you understand me?
I do. I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Redirecting to understood.org.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're going to get a little bit more into the outhouse races, but first I need to announce the birthdays. And like I said, there's no anniversaries this time, so you guys don't forget to call about those anniversaries too. But the birthday announcements for the week of August 7th through today, August the 13th, are coming up right now. On August the 7th, happy birthday. This is to my sister, Tiffany Brown, and that's called in from her husband, Steve, and the rest of the family. Happy birthday also on August the 7th to Tina Daniels Collins. That is actually Tina let me know that it's her birthday, and I'm so glad she did, and also extended from family. And on August the 7th is happy birthday to Brandon Bowles, and that's called in from his mom, Chrissy, and the rest of the family. And on August the 8th, happy 63rd birthday to Louise Greer, love Angela, Beth, and Terry. On August the 9th, happy birthday, 20th birthday to Harley Copas. And that's a call-in from Paula Scott. On August the 9th also, happy birthday to David Knight, sent in from Martha Smith. On August the 10th, I want to wish a happy birthday to Mr. H.G. Asbury, and that is sent in love, Debbie, and Randall. Also, Sierra Hayes was 8 years old. That is extended from Mom and Dad. On August the 11th, Anthony Gentry turned 1, and that was sent with a message, love, infinity, and beyond from Mama and Noah. Also on August the 11th, Donna Bowles was 32, love Eddie and Caitlin. Also on August the 11th, happy birthday to Lincoln. That was extended from the Johnny Smith family. On August the 12th, happy birthday to Randall Abney. And I've just got to make this extra little comment, age unknown, and this is so true. He looks the same for the last 30 years. Randall, your looks haven't changed, son. And that was a happy birthday announcement extended from Carol, his lovely wife. And on August the 12th also, Dynasty Bartlett, happy 14th birthday. Love, Christy. And on August the 12th, I had a message in from Washington State. And this birthday boy says hi to his family and friends from Washington State, and that would be Mickey Webb. Happy birthday on August the 12th. Also on August the 12th, happy birthday to Eddie Dean Sherrill from the Johnny Smith family. Happy birthday on August the 12th to Lola Morris. She was 88. That's extended from Miss Barbara Boone. And happy birthday to Bree McLaren, age 10. That was extended from Jonelle, her grandmother, and all of her family and friends. And also on August the 12th, happy birthday to Bailey Roberts. That's with love from Matt Bunch. And on August the 13th, happy birthday to Bart Cunningham. That comes in from his wife, Carolyn. And also on August the 13th, happy birthday to Carol Grogan White. That's love, Tina and boys. And on August the 13th, happy birthday to Louise Young from Winton and Myra and families, her son and daughter. And happy birthday on August the 13th to Brenda Green. That's extended from her daughter, Shannon. And the last birthday, happy birthday to Anna Mae Waddell Russell. And that is extended from Jimmy Russell and friends. So that's a lot of birthdays.
That's a lot of birthdays.
Yeah, happy birthday to everybody and good luck. We'll be drawing a name out of the basket here pretty soon, and we will announce that closer to the end of the show. So we were talking about outhouse races, and, you know, there's a bonus to the outhouse races, too. If you get a team together, everybody gets a T-shirt.
Correct. There's a $50 entry fee.
A $50 entry fee that the outhouse owner will supply.
Yes.
And then the team actually gets, the runners actually get five T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And because it takes five runners.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a cash prize at the end. And I think the first place is $300.
This year, yes, it's increased this year.
Yeah, and there's a second place.
$300, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. And I think that's what it is.
Right.
I'm right.
No. I think you're right. Think you're right. $300.
And then there's a second and a third
place.
Cash
yes.
prize.
Yes.
So you know that's an added benefit.
And the rules are simple. Your outhouse has to resemble an outhouse, and it has to have a seat.
Right. It sure does. Because the fifth person gets to ride the throne.
Yes, they do.
So that's important that it has a seat.
They might want a helmet also.
Right. Now, Kathy, we're going to have some merchant involvement this year, too, with store decorations. What's kind of the theme,
we
and what are we doing?
We are encouraging. We would like our festival to be more interactive, and we've done a few things to try to encourage our visitors to take part in this. One of the things, though, starts off with our merchants. We would like our merchants downtown to get into the hillbilly mood, and we would like you to decorate your storefront. Even if you want to dress up like hillbillies, that would be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
But we will have a contest for our merchants, and we're going to give away a cash prize. And quite honestly, I don't know that we've determined yet what that is, but we would like all the storefronts decorated because we're going to ask our visitors this year to dress up like their favorite Beverly Hillbillies.
Right.
That would be Granny or Uncle Jed. Jethro,
Ellie Mae,
Miss Jane.
Oh, yeah, Miss Jane would be
Jane.
A good one. And Mr. Hathaway.
Oh, there you go. So we want to give folks just an overall experience.
Right.
And
get your hillbilly
get
on.
Get your hillbilly on. You know, somebody we need to mention, though, Susan, and this is real important, I think, to Clay County, Arno Hatcher.
Oh, yeah.
Arno is going to be here, our moonshiner extraordinaire. He's going to be here, and most of y'all know Arno, and so he always has so much to share. He'll have his still, maybe stills, but lots of stories and, you know, kind of just bringing the whole thing to life for us.
Right, and he has actually rigged up a smaller size steel that he can actually run and kind of show you how they work.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's pretty interesting. And we're going to have some moonshine bucks. We are going to have moonshine bucks for those folks who will dress up. There won't be just one winner in the Beverly Hillbillies Lookalike Contest. We want you to come down, be dressed like a hillbilly. And as you're just going throughout the festival, throughout the day, you might be approached by someone who will just hand you $5 hillbilly moonshine money. And this, you can either keep it as a souvenir or you can take it to the information booth where you can exchange that towards, put that towards the purchase of a T-shirt or certain souvenir items that we'll have there.
Right, and those will be the Moonshine Days Festival items.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You won't be able to take that actually to the vendors
or anybody else. That'll just be to the Moonshine Days information booth.
Right, specific to them.
Right.
All right, good deal. And how about photos for our visitors? I think we got something good planned
with
that.
We are excited about that. We are going to have an area that is going to be a hillbilly stage. It's not our main stage. It'll be off to the side where we'll have our hollering contest and kiss the pig and things like that. Mm-hmm. But that will double as a photo prop.
Cool.
We will have a photographer, and for a small sitting fee, the photographer will take some pictures of you. And the great thing is you don't have to decide right on the spot. You don't have to buy them right then and carry them around all day. We are establishing a Smug Mug account, and folks will be given information, and they can go home, and either that day or next week or whatever, they can go online in the comfort of their own home and choose what they want, whether they want to buy some photos or perhaps there's other items on there as well you can choose from.
And that's so good because every year there have been some awesome pictures made.
Yes.
Just random photos, and I just keep thinking, oh, I wish they could see this and have it.
Well, as a matter of fact,
now
Susan,
they can.
You're right, because earlier this year we set up a couple of photo albums on our Facebook page for Moonshine, and some of the runners last year saw these photos and loved them and said, hey, where can we get these?
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to what we're doing this year with the individual photos and then festival photos, past photos will also be loaded on our Smug Mug account, so y'all can go back and take a look at past Moonshine festivals and order prints from those as well.
Right. And, you know, we'll probably have a little slip of paper or something
yes.
that you can pick up there.
Yes, we will.
If you're not taking pictures at our
right.
little setup.
Right.
At other places.
Correct.
And we'll have something there, though, to tell you where the site will be, how
right.
to access.
And we'll have information on our Facebook page
Absolutely.
And on our website as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, we need to take another quick
okay.
break, and we're just flying right along. I don't think we're going to get everything in, but we'll do our best. Time for another quick break.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We've been talking about Moonshine Days. It's coming Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
That's September the 4th and 5th.
That is a little different than last year and previous years. We've started it on Thursday with not really much activity, so this year we decided to condense it. We were also talking a moment ago about merchants and them getting involved with store decorations, but I also wanted to mention, Susan, that one of the things that our visitors have asked us for, more moonshine souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few of the merchants have specialized items in their stores that they are offering during moonshine days and a little before. So make sure that when you come out that you take a little bit of time and stop in and visit the local merchants and see what they have to offer.
Absolutely. I've already been noticing some
yes.
of those things, little moonshine jugs, and little barrels, and there's some, I've been seeing around town on the streets, some Jack Daniels whiskey barrels, you know, and those are all big, big items.
Those are great. I've seen some stills around town.
A lot of moonshine stills.
I've seen some outhouse toilet paper holders.
Yes, there's everything in the world, so you can find what you want.
Yes.
Outhouse related.
That's
true. From our local merchants too. They're being excellent supporters of Moonshine Days Festival.
They are.
And we are so happy to be partnered with them.
We are.
Another thing that we need to mention too, for all you little hillbillies out there, you know, we've got so many fun activities that the father or the parent-child look-alike,
right?
That's for little ones, big ones together, for families together, and we've got for the little ones especially the greased pig chase, the greased pole climb,
right?
And something we've not got this year that we actually didn't have many people to participate is the rooster. The prettiest hen and rooster, and I think we're going to have to bring that back maybe next year because I've been seeing a lot of people with pretty hens and
roosters. I think we could work on that. I think we can work on it.
I think we can too. And but we're going to, our local law enforcement is actually going to hold the Shiners jail sale.
Yes.
And then we're going to have Kiss the Pig.
Mm-hmm.
And our runs are something that's really important. We need all you runners to get on and get an application.
Yes.
We're going to have the 5K run.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to also have a half marathon. And that is going to be more of a flat area to run this time because we're certified. We have a USATF certified course by Lynn Burnett, and we also are hooked up with Tennessee Race Timing, so it's going to be a really good event. And for those of you out there that are real serious about running, you can work on your personal best.
Yes.
And that's going to be important because I know a lot of y'all out here in this area work toward the Boston Marathon, and that's something that you've got to time yourself, and you need to get that certified. So we've got that going on.
And, Susan, this is a great time to mention, we've had some folks experience some trouble with the website.
Right.
If you are using a tablet or a smartphone or a Droid, you have trouble pulling up that website, seeing the applications and so on, please call us.
Right.
931-243-3338 is the chamber number.
We can get that app out to you.
Yes, get the app out to you. If you're on Facebook, we will make those available on the Clay County Moonshine Days Facebook page as well.
Right, right.
Or send us a message on that page, and we'll contact you. We'll get it out to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've also got another fun race that's going to be happening. We're going to have a kayak race, and that's going to be on the Obi River.
It is.
And it's going to be a timed race to the finish, you know. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be put on by
River's Edge Outdoors. Yes.
and they're going to, of course, they have a business, and Labor Day weekend is a busy, busy time.
Yes.
Any holiday weekend is a busy time for a group like that.
Right,
so,
right.
Or activities like that. So they're going to be running their business with their kayaks and canoes during the day, and that time is to be announced. We're hoping to have it actually later in the day will be better because it won't be so hot again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to work on that. And then we're going to have moonshine books for sale.
Yes.
We're going from the Friends of the Library.
Yes.
And we're going to have hopefully moonshine. We've got one, I know, and we're going to have more moonshine stuff around the courthouse yard for people to look at.
And you know, we haven't even touched on the music.
No, we haven't.
And I can tell you that on the Moonshine Days website, the schedule has been completely, like, noted, revamped. So you can see who's participating starting on Friday, and then we've got music all day on Saturday.
Right, right. Just a lot of things. Okay, well, we've pretty much hit everything. We'll come back next week, too, about the Hillbilly Pretty Contest.
Right.
So be preparing your little ones. It's not going to be very expensive, just like $5 or $10 to enter, and we want you to be Hillbilly Pretty, not Hollywood Pretty. It's just, you know, keeping in mind with the whole theme that's going on. We're going to have a Hillbilly Moonshine Days Festival. Okay, we need to start wrapping up now. And Kathy has drawn a name out here for me for the winner. And the winner of the birthday cake this week is Miss Carol Grogan White. So, Carol, you can stop in at the chamber about 10:30, anytime after that, and pick up your certificate to take to the Solana Dairy Queen to claim your ice cream cake for your birthday prize. Everybody for listening today, and we'll be back next Thursday, same time, same place, 101.5 FM. Meanwhile, have a beautiful and productive day, and be sure and keep the military in your prayers.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week. Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.